For the first time ever, a congressional committee held a field hearing on the climate crisis, and it happened in Boulder. 91.5 KRCC's Ali Budner was there and has this report.
Members of the public and the media packed a courtroom at CU Boulder's law school. Congresswoman Kathy Castor is the chair of this new House Select Committee on the Climate Crisis and started things off.
Landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to Earth was a grand challenge. Making Earth's atmosphere safe for everyone is now a grander one for all of us.
She urged committee members, saying that we don't have time to waste.
We need to act as swiftly as possible. Our next moonshot is solving the climate crisis.
She emphasized, though, that there's no political will at the federal level and that the states need to lead the way.
When we say the states are the laboratories of democracy, we mean that literally.
She pointed out that Colorado is home to some of the leading research in climate change and clean energy. Colorado Governor Jared Polis agreed and pointed to his state's commitment to solving the problem.
I ran on a platform of achieving 100% renewable energy across our great state by 2040.
He said he was inspired by cities across his state who are transitioning to renewables. Boulder's Mayor Suzanne Jones touted her city as having one of the highest per capita rates of solar energy in the country. And she says they haven't stopped there.
We're implementing state-of-the-art carbon sequestration efforts designed to pull back carbon out of the atmosphere while also improving soil health and agricultural productivity. And we've reduced greenhouse gas emissions 16% even as our population and economy grew.
Jones also mentioned Boulder's decision to put a moratorium on fracking. The one Republican committee member present at the hearing questioned that decision. Congressman Garrett Graves from Louisiana said, yes, climate change is a very real threat, but he didn't think natural gas was the right culprit, or at least the only culprit.
I get it. Everyone's talking about we've got to migrate to this 100% renewable, and folks saying that we need to stop producing fossil fuels. I want to throw out a few things. Number one, I was reading a report a while back that talked about how for battery storage technology, it takes 50 to 100 pounds of mining rare and critical materials, oftentimes from China, to produce 1 pound of battery. 1 pound, 50 to 100 pounds of mining, 1 pound of battery.
Graves wasn't the only person at the hearing who said the issue isn't black and white. Chris Wright is the CEO of a Denver-based fracking company. He testified that natural gas is not only a cleaner alternative to coal, it's also a cheaper alternative for clean energy worldwide.
The U.S. shale revolution is aiding the poor abroad and at home via much cheaper energy, with annual consumer savings over $1 trillion. It has also driven natural gas to become the number one source of electricity in the U.S., which helps clean our air and drive CO2 emissions per person down to a 50-year low.
Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette pushed back, specifically about the impacts of methane leaking from oil and gas wells.
Colorado has one of the strictest methane rules of any place in the country. Is that right?
That's right.
And the industry in Colorado, to your knowledge, tries to comply with that methane rule. Is that right?
That's correct.
And so wouldn't it seem to you that that probably if we want to stop methane contamination all around the country, we should reinstate the federal methane rule?
As I talked about
regulation. No, yes or no will work.
That, not as currently.
You don't think so, even though methane emissions from other states may come into Colorado's local governments.
There's right ways and wrong ways to do things. But yes, reducing methane emissions is a positive thing to do.
Uh-huh.
I will mention.
But you don't think we should renew the federal methane statute. Is that right?
In its current form, no.
Okay, thank you.
Final remarks from Chair Kathy Castor emphasized Colorado as a leader in dealing with the existential threat of climate change. But she said state leadership is not going to be enough.
We can have all the terrific climate action here on the local and state level, but unless we have a bold federal climate action plan, we are not going to be able to reduce carbon pollution. We're not going to be able to adapt as we need to adapt our communities. We're all in this together.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ali Budner.